Am I on now?
Yeah, you are.
Hello?
Now.
Hello, sunshine in 67.
Fine. I got a big tire song.
You know how we rolling out like, big wheels, back rows, and cold beer. Old school, straight country, gold here. That's just
now, Craig. This is a video from Russell Dickinson, who appeared at the Lorain County Fair last year. Was there on there, and he's
did he bring any tires
well,
with
I don't
him?
Know. He's riding on some huge combine tires. In fact, he's small enough to fit inside. Well, maybe the tires are big. He's inside the wheel well of some of these tires here. See,
whoa,
they're big and fat. You said you thought fat was maybe an insult to the tires. They are big, fat tires.
All right.
And the reason why we're talking about them is what happens to them when they've run out of their usefulness. And the folks at the Lorain County Solid Waste have been doing this for a bit now. Lorain County Solid Waste Management District, Randy Snell joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We are excited. Craig and I, for some reason, we are obsessed with the ag tire collection.
We love it. I've been there. I've seen the tires arrive. It's so cool.
It is a lot of tires, and it can be very surprising how large these tires can be.
Right. Well, it's a weight that you help get these things out of the environment, because obviously sometimes with farm equipment, they're out there, they get used. What happens to them? And you obviously have a solution for that. Talk about the process that goes into this collection.
Sure. So we've been having an agricultural tire collection event over at our Lorain County Collection Center parking lot. We had our first one in 2010. This is coming up on our 11th event. We did not have an event in 2019 or 2020, but we are we're very excited to be able to do this again, and that is the reason we're being able to do it is because of a grant from the Ohio EPA. And they do have some stipulations, and one of them is that we have to charge 50 cents per tire in order to collect them, but that's still a really good bargain to be able to bring your agricultural farm tires to our event on Thursday, September 14th. For only 50 cents per tire.
So 50 cents, does somebody bring one tire, two tires, 20 tires? What usually happens?
So you do need to pre-register. That is very, very important. I will give you all the information to post on your website and Facebook page, and we will have it posted on our website and Facebook page. LorainCountyOhio.gov/solidwaste is our website. And the event is on Thursday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is the only time we will be accepting these agricultural tires. You call in. The phone number for the Solid Waste District is 440-329-5440 and pre-register how many tires you plan to bring and what size those tires are, and we will give you a time that you can come so that we don't have a huge backup of, you know, someone coming with two truckloads of tires at the exact same time, hopefully. And that will help space it out over that event period time. And that's also when we talk to you about all of the other specifics, like the 50 cents per tire. And yes, people do come with one or two tires. And they also come with several truckloads worth of tires.
They need a big truck to carry the big truck tire. Because I'm looking at this list, so you have sort of, you know, the combine tires. I never thought about these. They're like, you know, almost 61 inches or larger. You also have sort of the ones from like tractor tires, as well as ones for skid steers, implements, and those other type of things. So anything that's related probably to the agricultural community, those tires, outside of just a normal vehicle tire, that's what you help to recycle at this point.
Exactly. So we could get something as small as, you know, a wagon or implement tire as up to the combine tires, which are taller than I am when they're standing on their side. And then everything in between, including like the semi tires that are used for this agricultural, for the farms, and lots and lots of tractor tires. We get a lot of tractor tires. You do have to be a Lorain County resident. We are not taking tires from dealers or agribusinesses, but we have quite a few farms here in Lorain County, and we want to be able to help them out.
You don't really care what the condition of the tire is, though, right?
Not at all.
So muddy, dirty, whatever, you know, whatever parts of, you know, even if it's a tire that looks like the sidewalls have blown out or something. The whole idea is to recycle or get rid of this out of our land, because sometimes maybe people would just leave them on the property. This then puts them, what happens to them? Do you know the process of what goes on after you get them shipped away from that? Or?
Sure. So the company that we're using to recycle these tires is the same company that we use to recycle our tires year-round through our collection center. So I will mention that if you have regular passenger vehicle tires, you can bring those to our Loring County Collection Center on Abbey Road year-round, Monday, Wednesday, or Saturday when we're open, and we will collect and recycle those tires year-round. This is more for the farm and agricultural tires. The company that collects them, they will take the steel belts out, they will shred the tires, and then that tire can be used for a number of different things. They can make it into tire mulch, rubber tire mulch. They can use it as backfill for basement waterproofing. So there's quite a few uses for the tires once they've been ground up, in varying degrees, depending on their size, what they can use them for.
You mentioned you got the money from the Ohio Environment, the agency grant.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have certain requirements of how much you're trying to collect or anything like that, or goals of what they hope to come out of that sort of investment?
So this specific grant was for tire amnesty events across the state. That's what we were applying for when we applied for it, we said we were going to use it for specifically for agricultural tire collection. But their entire goal is to be able to, not have these tires dumped on the side of the road, not left on properties for the next, property owner to deal with. And those are things that we have seen. And so it's to clean up those tires and give people an outlet to do so at a very reasonable 50 cents per tire. That is the minimum. And that's also what we... the Loring County Commissioners, they did a resolution for us, and we said we will just charge the minimum.
And that is something new that was not in the process of previous times if someone had dropped these off before.
Correct. Okay. That is new. And also, it's been a requirement of this grant for a few years. So in 2021, we did not ask for the grant, and so all of that money came from solid waste funds. And so this year we decided it would be best if we tried to get the funding through the grant, and we did. And one of those stipulations was that we would collect this 50 cents. So it is a little different from years past, but still a really good bargain. And we haven't heard anybody who's already started pre-registering complain about it yet.
I'm still obsessed with the tire amnesty. Right? That's what they call it, I guess, when you're doing it. Obviously trying to have people sort of give up the tires that they have so they're not sitting on the properties. Collecting rainwater, mosquitoes, and things like that can develop others. Also just not good to have it in the environment. You mentioned how you haven't done it for a couple of years. So sometimes when you do these things on a regular basis, you're hoping that it kind of diminishes. In other words, as all these people suddenly have it, then each year, if they participate, there's not going to be an overwhelming response. Now, this course, with a couple of years not having done, I would assume this year you're thinking probably a little bit of a bump up, an increase of what you'll expect to see.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the first year we did it, we had over 125 tons, and then it started to even out as we were doing it on a yearly basis, anywhere between 50 to 75 tons. And then we went, through COVID, and we didn't have an event until 2021, and then we got a bump up about double to 140 tons. So we didn't have one last year. So this year, I'm expecting to see probably close to that 100-ton mark. So over the years, we have collected and recycled over 850 tons of farm agricultural tires.
Wow, that's good. What's your responsibility on that day? What will you be doing that day?
I will be at the registration check-in tent to make sure that you are registered, because you must pre-register. Call 329-5440 to do so. And I will also be kind of a gatekeeper, making sure that the tires you're bringing in are the same number of tires you said you were going to bring in, and making sure that we have all of that information.
Again, it's coming up on September 14th from 9 to 2 over at the Loraine County Collection Center on South Abbey Road in Elyria. You need to register prior to the event by Friday, September 8th. You can call the district at 440-329-5440. Of course, you can always go to the Solid Waste website as well to find out more information as well. I will be seeing you there. Maybe not in that particular. I do have a tire sitting in my car, in my garage. And I was thinking, I see here all the collections that I have a tire. And you know, I did painting over the weekend, Craig. Mm-hmm. So now I have like a wall of paint from previous painting things. I think maybe this is time for me to get those over to the recycle center too. So
absolutely,
it's a lot of times people doing some of the cleaning. But this again is the event for the agricultural tire collection event coming up September 14th, kind of at the end of the growing season, and all the tires that didn't make it through 2023. Or if you need to get new tires on your combines. We wondered if the tires from the combine demo derby from the fair end up over there too after those people are done with all of their big events too.
I have had that same, I've wondered the same thing. So I'm not sure. I figure they might hold on to a couple to use for that event.
I guess so, absolutely. Again, that's coming up, the collection at September 14th over at the Collection Center. Brandy, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Brandy Schnell joining us from the Lorain County Solid Waste. Again, the Agricultural Tire Collection event for your tire, farm tire amnesty coming up on September 14th.